Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Cinephile, we can't be very loud.
There's a press conference going on next door, so we can't be very loud. But you are watching and listening to our daily report in the English language from the Rome Film Fest 2021. We are also media partners of the Parallel and Independent section of the Rome Film Fest, Alice nella Città, a section particularly focused on telling stories about younger people and aimed at a younger audience. My name is Matt McCucci. With me behind the control desk, Filippo. How are you, Filippo? We can't be too loud. You've been better.
Okay.
You have not had a great day.
No.
Be honest. This is all about, this is live stream verite. We're inventing a new format. This is all about real life. So you just say it. It's not a great day for you.
No, not a great day.
Yes.
I've been a bad boy.
You've been today. A bad boy. Well, yeah, we're not going to say it, but he's committed a crime.
Yes.
it's I know the feeling. It feels terrible, but
and I paid the consequences, man. I'm telling
50,
you.
You got a fine. You got a hefty fine.
Yeah.
Nothing serious, folks. He just stole a packet of Tic Tacs from the corner store, but it's okay, man. It's okay. Tic Tacs are irresistible. Anyways, welcome to our daily show. I should tell you, this is the final daily show from the Rome Film Fest 2021. I've picked the last three films to talk about. Two of which I've seen. The other one, I have to talk about it because it's the closing night film. So anyways, welcome. I am your voice of choice for Cinephile Explorations right here on Fred Film Radio. Let's get going. Oh, by the way, just before we start, we heard the shocking news about what happened with Alec Baldwin. You know, we are a film radio, so we got to mention it at the start. Tragedy, terrible, hopefully good change in film production. Health and safety norms can come out of this, but we're all shocked. We're all shocked about what happened. Anyways, our thoughts and prayers with anyone affected by this tragedy, including Alec Baldwin, definitely. And they couldn't, that is a super nice guy. So, our thoughts and prayers are with him. All right, the first film that I chose is a special event of the 2021 Rome Film Fest. It's really more of an Italian interest because it talks about a mythical trio in Italian theater history. But if you are familiar with Eduardo De Filippo, he was an incredible theater man. He was a writer. He basically brought Italian theater into the 20th century. His approach to show to the theatrical art and to narrative storytelling was one that aimed to both entertain but also to reflect life and to talk about serious issues. And so as a result, in my opinion, he kind of predated what would happen in cinema, also in the works of many neorealists. We just had Diego Abatantuono here, and he was wonderful, actually. Unfortunately, we have an Italian language interview with him. He's been in several great films by Ettore Scola, by Salvatore, all those people, and he talked about how comedy really is the international on an international level has been impacted by Italian filmmaking, by people like Fellini, by people like De Sica, who maybe even abroad are studied primarily as, I guess, dramatic filmmakers, but actually, if you watch their films, there are moments in their movies where you can actually at least smile. And I think that the most powerful comedies are not those that make you laugh, but they're the ones that make you smile, because it's very hard to make people smile. It's very easy to make them laugh. All I would have to do to make you laugh right now is fall off this chair very unexpectedly and break my leg. This is the society that we live in today. That a lot of people would find it funny right now.
I would cry, actually, for you.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm sure that you would have a good laugh about it, too. Because, we laugh at other people's misfortunes. But it's very hard to make people smile. If you can find someone who can make you smile, they're good people, man. They're good. They're good for you. Anyways, what the heck am I talking about? Oh yeah, I haven't even mentioned the film that I want to talk about. It's called, in Italian, it's titled I Fratelli De Filippo. I guess the siblings, the Filippo siblings or something like that. I don't know whether it'll be released anywhere outside of Italy, but it should, I think, because it's a good introduction to the formative years of this theatrical trio in Italy, who were really fundamental in the evolution of the narrative art forms in Italy. For sure. And I was pleasantly surprised that this film is directed by a very prolific filmmaker in Italy, Sergio Rubini. He worked on this film for 7 years, and it kind of shows, and it also shows that he has legitimate admiration for the De Filippo. I just realized that I don't know which camera to look at, that one or that one? Which one is better? That one. Okay, so I was looking at that. Isn't that a little too low? Are you looking up at my triple chin right now? You know where all my fat goes to? Straight to whatever the fuck this is. Sorry. Anyways, Fratelli di Filippo, Sergio Rubini. I recommend it if you happen not to be in Italy, and might be tricky to even look it up. But I hope that this film gets a wider distribution. It was a pleasant surprise. Moving on. This film is from the Alice nella Città section. We are, of course, media partners of Alice nella Città, so I cannot fail to mention at least one more Alice nella Città film for our daily reports in the English language. This one is a film that I will be recording an interview with. I will be recording an interview about with the director, Louis Garrel, who is best known as an actor. He was in that amazing Bertolucci film, which is basically cinephile porn and also includes a very steamy scene. So I guess there's a little bit of pornography in there as well. What the heck was it called? Comment it. But I can't remember the title. The film with Louis Garrel, and they're in Paris, and it starts with the Cinémathèque Française. Comment in the section below. I cannot remember what it's titled. What the heck is it called? Filippo, do you know what I'm talking about? Goddamn, it's a Bertolucci film. Oh my God. Never mind, folks. This is all live, and I didn't prepare this anyways. Okay, Louis Garrel, this film is called The Crusade. It's about a married couple and their kid begins to reveals to them that he's been selling all this sorts of really valuable stuff, or at least what they feel is valuable, from their house, like really expensive watches. And he's like, you know, why should you keep them? You're not using them. You only need one. They all tell the same time. And then, you know, his mother's expensive Dior dresses, all this stuff, and you know, they're shocked, you know, expensive wine bottles, all this stuff. And it's like, well, what the hell have you been doing? And basically he's been selling this stuff because he is planning with another bunch of little kids or young people to save the world. He's got a plan, and they need financing, and they need a lot of financing, and they reckon that the way in which they can get this all to come together is by selling the crap that their parents don't use. Can we say crap on the show, Filippo? Is that passable?
In my opinion, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, that's true. I wish
express yourself freely. Yeah.
But just because we can doesn't mean we should, right?
That's a difficult matter to
dive. It's better to keep it clean, I think, because I think that, you know, you listen to people more when they're clean. I'm very foul-mouthed in real life, so I try my best not to throw in an F-bomb here and there. Yeah, The Crusade, pretty interesting concept. I'm not totally sure if it works as a film. I found it to be quite naive. But it's a good concept, and I guess it plays off this idea that you know, that kids really are the hope for the future, and in terms of climate change and all these environmental issues. And well, time will only tell, because the youth can also be corruptible. You know, it's everybody wants their cars and their, you know, and their fancy shoes, and what else do kids like? Their fancy video games and all that stuff. I don't want video games, but I don't mind fancy shoes. But I can live without them. I would certainly rather keep having carbon dioxide in the atmosphere than fancy shoes. What do you think, Filippo?
If I would rather have a carbon...
Yeah, would you rather have... Yeah. Would you rather have clean air to breathe than a pair of fancy shoes? If you had to make the choice...
Yeah, I would definitely go with cleaner hair. We all support a clean environment, less pollution.
Yeah, you had to think about it.
Yes, because, you know, I enjoy my fancy pair of shoes, but, at the end, if you
you're what's wrong with the world. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I know, Filippo, that you're of right state of mind, and I don't know what I'm saying. Anyways, good.
Thank you.
I should explain, I only slept a couple of hours, as you did, Filippo, for different reasons. I had to wake up very early to get a super rapid PCR test, because I'll be flying to Moscow tomorrow, and I got a lot to do to get ready for the trip. So by the way, I'm negative.
Woo!
And I'm also negative for coronavirus. Folks, the final film that I will be talking about in my daily reports in the English language from the 2021 Rome Film Fest is none other than the much awaited film, closing night film, Eternals by Chloe Zhao. Now, this is interesting because obviously this is a comic book film, you know. It's the saga of the Eternals, a race of immortal beings who lived on Earth and shaped its history and civilization. Do I care about this film? I don't know. I like Chloe Zhao. I remember interviewing Chloe Zhao years ago at the Cannes Film Festival. She was presenting a film called Songs My Brothers Taught Me, right? And I was, I think, maybe one of five people who had requested an interview with her. Can you believe that? And now, a couple of years later, she's a multi-billionaire and has forgotten all about me. I'm happy for her success. And she's, of course, the director of Nomadland, she's great. And we wish her nothing but the best. And this film obviously means that she's made it huge, and we're all happy about that. Women in power. The future is female. There's no doubt about that. We don't need men anymore, you know. We don't need men, I don't think. We are off to... That's it. You know. That's it. That's it. We're done. Our English dailies are over. I hope they were informative. We talked about a bunch of great films and some not so great films, but that I felt were good to highlight anyways. If I were to pick my favorite movie of the 2021 Rome Film Fest, at least of the ones I watched, I think Lamb, a film that I absolutely trashed in my first evaluation of it, live on the Fred Film Radio digital waves, is actually my favorite film of the festival. Very interesting. Sometimes films that you immediately hate, you actually end up being absolutely swept over by. Is that the right term? Or they end up being the ones that stay with you the most and have a very powerful impact on you. So sometimes, next time you watch a film and you realize that you absolutely hate it, wait until you make that tweet. Wait maybe one day or two. At the same time, maybe some of those films that you like right away, you end up hating a couple of days after. Isn't that interesting? It happened with me. That also happened with me a couple of times. But anyways, guys, it has been fun. And yeah, if you just tuned in now, I guess maybe you haven't, because I'm sure there's only about one or two people watching this. But I've had to be very quiet because there's a press conference next door, and we don't want to disturb them because they will whip us, and we don't want to be whipped. Thank you, Rome Film Fest. It has been emotional. Thank you, Casa Alice, our home here at the Rome Film Fest. It has been wonderful. It has been great to create great content for you with conversations with filmmakers, whether here or whether elsewhere on the festival grounds from the Venice Film Festival. Filippo just licked his arm. Why did you even do that? Very random.
Because my headphones are crumbling apart. There are little pieces of black tissue
and so
like
you licked
all over
your
my.
Arm.
So I thought I got one in my tongue.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right.
And then I licked it. I wanted to take it out of my tongue because.
Those earphones are falling apart. I see that they really are ripping.
Yeah.
All right. Filippo, it has been nice to collaborate with you, and the same goes with everybody else who was around we were all kind of travel partners. in this venture of the Rome Film Fest 2021. I'm not sure I'll be back, but I'm really not sure I'll be back. But still, thank you, Rome, and thank you guys for watching this. So, we're going to wrap it up, Filippo. Any final words in the English language from Rome 2021? Wow, that's very radio-friendly, you know, dead air. Who doesn't love dead air on the radio?
You know, I'm... The best thing about all this is... It's you, Matt.
Me?
Yeah.
What about me?
The best thing about all this experience has been you.
Oh, okay. You're trying to tell me something, Vivo?
I'm trying to tell you that you're a big inspiration to me.
Oh. Well, and, thank you very much.
Sorry, I can't.
It's funny when people say that they make fun of you right in front of your face on live stream in front of the whole world to see. But I appreciate the joke. Thank you very much, folks. Don't forget to check out more content on this very page. You might be able to also catch a live stream of a red carpet with the one and only Tim Burton later, if he stops by, because sometimes they just walk right past us, or everybody. It's not just us. They just say no, we don't want to stop and have a chat with a bunch of journalists. And what else? Keep an eye on this page, and also visit fred.fm for lots of great content from the Rome Film Fest and other festivals too, in multiple languages as well. Till the next time, this is Matt McQuitchie signing off. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, stay cinephile. And stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.